Time now for our Noodaloo 2. That is, okay, so, you know, there's all these smart devices. Everything's about the smart device. Do you want me to not stop talking? Okay, never mind. Take a listen.
Not everyone is inclined to rewire their home for a full Nest experience or invite an Amazon Robo assistant named Alexa into your lives. But even smart home holdouts will admit there are some appliances around the house whose digital updates could be pretty beneficial. For instance, your smoke alarm. Our Noodaloo 2 this week is from Roost, a company that makes a series of Wi-Fi-enabled fire and carbon monoxide detectors. If you don't want to replace your hardware store smoke detectors with Roost's hardware, the company also makes an internet-connected 9-volt battery that fits in regular smoke alarms, transforming your cheap plastic unit into a cloud-connected system. The battery is an inexpensive way to dip your toe in the water in the Internet of Things without making a ridiculous investment. Plus, it's more practical than a fridge that texts you when you're low on skim milk. The Roost Wi-Fi battery is controlled by an app, so say there's a false trigger, maybe you burnt your morning toast, you can just turn off the siren with your phone rather than beat the alarm off the wall with the broomstick. And if your smoke detector goes off when you're not around, Roost's system alerts your phone and the phones of anyone else you want, like your family or maybe your neighbors. I love this part. The Roost battery can also tell you when your battery is dead or dying. The company claims the battery will only need replacing every 5 years, but with the app, you'll always know how much juice is left. So say goodbye to those annoying 3 a.m. chirps when you're blindly trying to figure out which one is chirping. Installation is easy. If you can install a battery, you can install the Roost Wi-Fi battery. Each battery goes for about $35, but are on sale now for $25. Find out more at GetRoost.com. I will put a link up to the website on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNRadio.com and also up on his Facebook page. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
You know what continues to amaze me about all this technology is how tiny it is. Now think about everything that you just described that this product does. And it is the exact same size as a 9-volt battery. Mm-hmm. It will fit into your existing alarm just like a 9-volt battery. And it connects to your Wi-Fi system. I love this if you've got a grandmother that you're keeping track of or an elderly parent where, you know, like, I'm going to switch out these smart, and I'm sure that we don't need that. I don't need the Nest. I don't need the blah, blah, blah. You're crazy. Okay, I'm just going to change the batteries. You could, without them even knowing.
Right.
I'm going to change the batteries. Pop it in. If they have Wi-Fi, they need an internet, but I would imagine most do. Mm-hmm. And now, God forbid it goes off, it texts you. You can be in Florida and your house is in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And you'll know that the smoke alarm went off. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And they have their own, did you say in the Noodaloo 2 about how they have their own device too?
They have their own smoke alarm. This was just pretty much focusing on the battery, but they have just released their actual smoke alarms.
Right. Which are pretty affordable.
Include the, yeah, they're, I think they're between 50 and 70.
You know, when I was, we featured this on the Today Show with Lou's Life Changers with the ladies, Kathleen and Hoda, and I was, in the notes that you gave me, I didn't pick up on, and you mentioned it now, that the battery lasts 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a typical 9-volt battery is more than a year, but the fact that you get 5 years out of a $25 investment,
right,
and the fact that it can communicate with you, I think is the deal of the century. Right.
I really love. I mean, you should see me when these things are chirping in our house. I mean,
you have no idea. And the sound bounces.
Right.
And you can be right under it and think that's the one. And it's not.
I will never forget when we featured you and I featured or you featured something on, I want to say WGN TV, a smoke alarm. And a couple, and it was for some reason I took it home with me. It was in my bag and it kept beeping because the bed. And David and I tore the house. I mean, we went to every single room and we're like, this isn't, we changed all the batteries and was still beeping. It was like,
and it was in your purse.
It was in my purse.
That's funny. Well, the information is up on our Facebook page. Go to LouManfredini at Facebook.com. We'll also put it up at WGNRadio.com and you can learn all about it there as well.